Carnell Tate.
That stuff that I spit out of him, he's made some crazy plays, you know, in the offseason, just me and him throwing what I did have, you know, a best ball. So he has great hands. He has great feel for space. But, I mean, what he did, you know, right there, that's nothing I haven't seen before.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Music City Audible, a Tennessee Titans podcast. I'm your host, Justin Graver, full-time NFL podcast producer for Odyssey. My usual co-host, Justin Mello, is on vacation. He'll be out all week, so it's a solo show from me today. And today, I really just wanted to react to some highlights from the Friday night Nissan Stadium scrimmage and Sunday's practice where Carnell Tate had three touchdown catches. Later this week, I'll have some guests on. Easton Freeze is coming on tomorrow. We'll fill the co-host chair a little bit. But today, I'm just going to react to and break down some of these highlights. So you saw a montage there at the top. Let's just go through a shout out really quickly to The Mettenberger on Twitter. A great follow. He's been out at the open practices. He was at Friday night's Nissan practice, tweeting out a bunch of clips of just, I mean, basically a play-by-play, every play of the scrimmage. He tweeted out a clip. So I'm not going to play all of those now, but I am relying on his footage quite a bit here. The Titans also tweeted out a number of clips themselves. So we got plenty to break down and react to. Shout out to the Mettenberger. Shout out to RJ Ellison, who was also out there live streaming the scrimmage, which the Titans didn't do for whatever reason, but whatever. So let's react to some highlights. While you're here, make sure you like this video, subscribe to the Music City Audible, and come back tomorrow when I'm talking to Easton Freeze about the Titans' growth that we've seen so far through training camp. But the first play I wanted to look at here is Cam Ward dropping back to pass to Carnell Tate over the middle, and Tate slips this. I mean, the way that the ball's placed, it allows him to get upfield and run. It's a really nice catch and run for a guy who supposedly didn't have a lot of yak ability, yards after catch ability. Showing it off here as you get the linebacker, I'm not sure which linebacker that is, but going for the ball, and Tate makes the catch and gets upfield. Tate had another play where he toe-tapped at the sideline. Here is that one here. Again, shout-out to the Mettenberger on Twitter. Ward rolls out of the pocket and finds Tate at the sideline for the first down inside the 5-yard line. Great ball placement. Great job working back to the ball by the rookie, Carnell Tate. And you convert this for a first down. Cam Ward buying time, rolling out of the pocket as the left edge starts to collapse and finds Tate down there by the goal line. But Tate's best play of the day was shared all over social media. We got multiple angles of this play. Again, this is just the Friday night stuff. We'll get to what happened on Sunday with Carnell Tate. But Tate makes a one-handed catch over the middle of the field off play action from Cam Ward. So Ward fakes the handoff to Spears and then lofts the ball over the middle to Carnell Tate, who's streaking across the middle of the field, goes up to grab it with one hand. That was the Mettenberger's footage of it. Here's a shot from behind Cam Ward as he fakes the handoff, stands in the pocket, and delivers. Now, there is some criticism here on the throw itself. It's not the best throw in the world. But this is why you go draft a receiver number 4 overall. Because Cam Ward throwing to last year's group of weapons, you know, this type of play probably just falls incomplete. And we're all sitting there groaning and complaining that Ward overthrew his target. But when you got a guy like Carnell Tate, hands made of glue, who catches everything. Here's the other angle the Titans tweeted of it. You can be a little off with your ball placement as long as you're making the right decisions and the right reads and playing on time. Yes, you'd rather this be a perfectly accurate pass, but if it was, we wouldn't get this sweet one-handed grab from Carnell Tate. We'll come back to Carnell Tate in a minute when we talk about some of his Sunday highlights, but let's look at some other Cam Ward plays from this scrimmage. So there was one play where, on a third down, Ward had to escape trouble, and he got the ball out to Tajay Spears. We got this angle of it from the Mettenberger. As Ward dances around in the pocket, starts to roll one way, cuts back the other way, Tajay leaks out at the last second, and Ward is able to get this ball to him somehow. I really don't even know how. And Tajay picks up the first down. Not sure where or if and when he would have been brought down, but he clearly has a lot of space when he first makes the catch. So whether they're tackling or not tackling, this is going for a decent chunk of yardage here, especially when it's third down and you get that first down. Cam Ward making magic, and Tajay Spears showing off his ability to be a versatile weapon in the receiving game. He spoke about that at training camp last week, about how he's lining up all over the formation, sort of being used as a joker, lining up in the backfield, out wide, catching a lot of passes, Titans getting creative in the run game with Tajay Spears. This was mentioned by Austin Stanley and Easton Freeze of A to Z Sports at Sunday's practice. When Fernando Carmona was out there taking reps with the ones, Tajay, the most they can do, they can't tell us anything schematically about what they're seeing at practice, the beat writers who are out there. But Austin Stanley called it a fun run, a run where some, you know, some extra stuff was going on. And Tajay Spears getting out. I mean, he's just going to be a guy that gets the ball in space this year, assuming he can stay healthy. He did leave Friday's scrimmage early with what they called soreness, but he was back out on the field on Sunday. So I'm not too worried about Tajay's health right now. Am I worried about him staying healthy all year? A little bit. But he's healthy right now, and he's making a lot of plays. And then Cam Ward was also connecting with Wandale Robinson, of course. Here's Cam to Wandale on a little sidearm thing. Not even sure how he got this ball off. I mean, this may not be a completion in an actual game. This might be a sack where these guys aren't allowed to touch the quarterback. But we also saw Cam Ward get out of trouble and make magic like this happen in real games when the other team is allowed to tackle him last year. I don't know how he gets this ball out. The creativity from Cam Ward using those arm angles. And that was one of his many completions to Wandale, who I think led the team in receptions during the scrimmage. I think Jim Wyatt said he may have had 8 or 9 catches. Elik Iyemanner added 6 catches. Tate had 4 catches. But here's another one from Ward to Wandale. Another little sidearm thing where he's kind of under pressure. Wandale finding the open space, turning around at just about the sticks, and maybe goes for a first down, maybe not, but this is a 1st-and-10 play. So, I mean, it's a great gain on first down, stay ahead of the sticks. Another quick decision and read from Cam Ward. And then there was another one. This one may have been earlier. Cam to Wandale. This is the kind of stuff I love to see. And this is what I was hoping to see from Brian Daboll's offense. But just the fact that, I mean, it's not even a drop. It's a shotgun snap, right? So it's like a one-step drop. And Ward gets the ball out immediately over the middle to Wandale, who has a lot of space to pick up some yards after the catch. You can see Cody Barton dropping off. I think that's Barton. Dropping off from sort of like a Sam linebacker alignment and coming back to cover the middle of the field. But there's a space there. And Ward recognizes it pre-snap and gets the ball to his man. This is the kind of quick action, quick passing game, get the ball out, take the easy completion stuff that Brian Daboll works into his offense and that Cam Ward really showed that he is starting to master both Friday night at the scrimmage and Sunday during Sunday's practice when he was also awesome. So I got another catch from Friday I want to show here. Cam Ward to Calvin Ridley, just proof of life for Calvin Ridley, who has had a bit of a quiet offseason after starting things out with the stomach bug and slowly being worked back in. You know, he's demoted to probably wide receiver 3 or 4 on the depth chart this season with the emergence of Carnell Tate, the signing of Robinson, the growth of Elik Iyemanner, but Ridley's still going to be good for a nice play or two a week, I think, as long as, of course, he can stay healthy. And here's Cam Ward, starts looking left, comes back to his right, finds an open Ridley in time, the way that he goes through his progressions on time so that by the time he gets to his backside read, Ridley is just hitting the top of his route and turning back to the quarterback. That's Cam Ward playing in sync. That's the offense working well and with good timing where the quarterback's progressions lead you to that number 3 look as that number 3 route is getting ready to be able to receive the ball. So just a nice play here, a quick one. A couple more from Friday night. How about Gunnar Helm with a toe-tap touchdown in the back of the end zone? Here's a look at it from the Mettenberger's Twitter feed where Cam Ward hits the top of his drop and just trusts his man to go make a play over the linebacker. But the Titans tweeted an angle of it where you can really see the athletic, acrobatic footwork from Gunnar Helm to get that second toe down. It's really, really impressive. And this is the kind of stuff where I don't know how big Gunnar Helm's role is going to be this year, but it just goes to show how deep the Titans' group of playmakers is this season, probably the deepest that they've ever had. And the fact that Gunnar Helm can make plays like this and is capable of the body control to get his feet down and make this catch over a linebacker in coverage, I mean, it's a really great play by Cam Ward, a great pass, great ball placement, and an absolutely awesome catch by Gunnar Helm. We also had Chim Dike catch a touchdown from Mitch Trubisky. This is the only play from the second string team I will show. I'm not going to show Will Levis tripping over himself and falling down. But Chimdike going up and mossing the cornerback here. I mean, this is the kind of stuff, like, this is your number five receiver has the ball skills and ability to make a play like this in the back of the end zone. Titans are deep at the playmaker spots this season. I've got two more plays I want to show from the scrimmage, and then we'll move on to Sunday's practice. How about Nick Singleton bursting through the line? A great hole, great job up front by the Titans offensive line, and Singleton runs through. Now, this was called down after a 15-yard gain. It wasn't really a 45-yard touchdown. Kevin Winston Jr. comes through and hits him in the hole there and, you know, touches him around the shoulder pads, and they whistled it dead. But a nice burst of explosion here that we see from Nick Singleton. Now, one note, why is Nick Singleton running with the ones? Does that get you excited? I don't know if it should. This is after Tajay Spears has left the game with soreness. This is after Kalel Mullings even has left the game with what they called a hip pointer injury. Now, Mullings was also back on the practice field on Sunday, so no injuries to worry about here. But I don't necessarily think this is an indicator that Nick Singleton is moving up in the pecking order. I think it was an availability thing, and they got him on the field. Give him an opportunity, see how he does with the first team. And he looked good on that play. Finally, the last play from Friday's scrimmage I'm going to show you guys was the game winner. So the defense won this thing. The offense got some field goals, got the touchdown from Gunnar Helm, got the touchdown from Trubisky to DK, but they tied it up with a field goal late from Joey Sly. And so Robert Saleh said offense is going to go for two. If they convert it, they win. If they don't convert it, the defense wins the scrimmage. And Marcus Harris jumped up in the passing lane as Ward looked to throw it quickly out to his left and knocked the ball down. Now, Ward's got to get this ball a little higher and get this over the defender screaming off the edge there. But what a play by Marcus Harris to read the quarterback, get his hands up, get his hands on the ball. And, you know, as frustrating and disappointing as it is to see Cam have a pass knocked down at the line, it's equally exciting to know that the defense is capable of coming up with a big goal line stand. They came up with a big goal line stand on the offense's first drive with Femi Oladejo getting in the backfield for a tackle for loss and forcing them back to third and 10, third and goal from the 10. And Cam Ward tried to scramble it around the edge on third down to get in the end zone and couldn't do it. So multiple goal line stands by the defense in this game, including this game winner with Marcus Harris on the pass breakup. All right, that will cover Friday's Nissan Stadium scrimmage. We're gonna take a quick break, and when I come back, talk about Sunday's practice, where Carnell Tate was absolutely dominant with three touchdowns, all from Cam Ward. We'll be right back. You know that 6 p.m. moment where dinner's supposed to happen, but there's nothing in the fridge? That used to be every Tuesday of my life. But now, I keep the freezer stocked with Omaha steaks. Tender steaks, flavorful burgers, even seafood, chicken, sides, not just steak, all delivered right to my door. Arrives frozen and ready to go. Yes, frozen delivery can be that good with Omaha steaks, because it's steakhouse quality without steakhouse prices. I grilled the ribeye burgers last weekend. They were beefy, juicy, and actually these burgers tasted like a steak, because it is steak, ground from real cuts. If you've never tried Omaha Steaks, start with the Burger Perfection Flight. Comes with 20 premium steak burgers from 5 distinct cuts, including filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, and sirloin. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, you can get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF, B-E-E-F, for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. It's football season, Justin, the best time of year to make sports bets as far as I'm concerned. And whether you've been betting your whole life or just trying to get into it this season, MyBookie is the best way to place your bets.
My favorite part about MyBookie, you don't need to be an expert. They have NFL lines every week, every game. Find your sweet spot, place your bets, and make betting fun again.
Yeah, Justin, and my favorite part about MyBookie, I can place my bets wherever I am, wherever I want to, before the game kicks off. Like, it doesn't matter where I am. MyBookie.com is available, and so I'll be playing there all season long.
And guess what? If you're new to MyBookie, the Music City Audible has you covered. The Bet Back bonus gives you protection on your first play. Sign up with our promo code MCA, opt into the Bet Back bonus, and take your first shot with a safety net.
Yeah, that's right, Justin. If your first wager loses, you get it right back. No questions asked. Make the most of football season. Make all the action as important as you possibly can. Get in now. Cash in on the season with MyBookie. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere. But remember, Audible Army, always bet responsibly. Never gamble more than you can afford to lose. MyBookie! Welcome back. All right, moving on to Sunday's practice, the last Tennessee Titans training camp practice before they head to Santa Clara to joint practice with the 49ers on Tuesday. First preseason game on Thursday. The Titans play real football on your television this week against the San Francisco 49ers on Thursday night. Excited for that. But Sunday's practice, it was the last practice they have as a team together before they start the joint practice period. I'm calling this sort of the end of phase one of Titans training camp. They will have more practices, obviously, with just the team after the 49ers preseason game, which is, again, on a Thursday night. They will have joint practices with the Seattle Seahawks next week, but that preseason game isn't until Sunday night. So I'm guessing the joint practice with the Seahawks, which I'm pretty sure there's going to be just one of those. I'm guessing that's going to be either Thursday or Friday ahead of Sunday's preseason game, which means the Titans will have about a week between the preseason game against the 49ers and the joint practice with the Seahawks. I would guess they practice just themselves one or two times in between that 49ers preseason game and that Seahawks joint practice. So this, though, still being the last one at the end of this phase of training camp, you know, teams that go away, the Titans aren't one of these teams, but teams that go away and do a training camp off-site, like, that stuff ends at the point where they're ready to go prepare for their first preseason game. So if this was the old days, back when they used to take all the players to hotel rooms and all that for training camps, this would be the point where the team is released from that sort of contained space and allowed to go back to their homes, and then you continue with practices. But the training camp portion, what we used to think of as training camp, is sort of over. And so this was the last practice on Sunday, and boy, was it a great practice for Cam Ward and Carnell Tate, who have continued to just get better and better as training camp has gone on. Things started off with a couple plays into practice. Cam Ward taking a shot down the field to Carnell Tate. Here's the play tweeted by the Titans. I mean, immediately hits the top of his drop and just throws it deep. This is working against Alante Taylor. Carnell Tate gets a step on the veteran Titans' number one cornerback, and it's a perfect throw. Tate doesn't have to turn back for it, doesn't have to slow down, doesn't have to speed up. It lands right in the breadbasket, and this is just such a nice thing to see. At this point in training camp, these guys are clearly starting to really click and master their chemistry with each other. But that wasn't all. Tate wasn't done. The Titans ran sort of a strike zone, which is where you're like 30 to 40 yards out of the end zone. That was about a 30-yard touchdown pass that we just saw. And they also did a lot of red zone work. Here in the red zone is Carnell Tate working against a very physical Marcus Harris, who jams Tate coming out of his, you know, off the line of scrimmage as he gets into the stem of his route. And Carnell Tate just fights through the contact. It doesn't bother him at all. It doesn't throw off his timing or his ability to get where he needs to go with his route. Cam Ward trusts his man when he sees the defensive back. I mean, when Cam Ward releases this ball, Tate and Harris are totally tangled up. Like, Ward doesn't know if Tate's going to break free of this physical coverage rep from Marcus Harris, but he trusts his guy. He's like, I may not know, but I know. He trusts him. He puts the ball up there. It's thrown in a perfect spot for Tate to go high point the football over a falling Marcus Harris. That was his second touchdown. Tate had one more touchdown in this practice over Cordell Flott. So he scored touchdowns over all three of the Titans' top three corners. We're talking early in OTAs when he was toasting Micah Robinson, and then maybe not toasting as much against Alante Taylor and Cordell Flott. Well, I think we can dispense with any of those notions, because now Carnell Tate is out here roasting all three Titans' cornerbacks with amazing touchdown catches like this. And we can take this back even and look at last Thursday's practice, which we talked about last week, but here is Cam Ward, tweeted out by the Titans, throwing the go route to Carnell Tate. Again, just a perfect throw right in the back, like hits him right in the hands in stride, and he's able to walk right into the end zone with Alante Taylor in coverage and Ward and Tate celebrating after the play. Like, they're really just starting to click at a level that we haven't seen a Titans receiver click with his quarterback since A.J. Brown was traded out of Nashville here in Tennessee. So really exciting stuff. I'm super pumped for the joint practices, see if the offense can keep this momentum rolling when they go up against a defense that they haven't faced yet, or they haven't been playing against every single day, and that they get to, you know, Cam Ward mentioned this, that one of the cool things about having a joint practice is that you get to go up there as a team. So instead of competing against the defense, they're going with the defense. They all get to be together. All the guys that love to trash talk, they're not going to be trash talking each other anymore. They're going to have each other's backs trash talking an opponent as they get ready for their first preseason game. So all in all, a really awesome weekend of Titans practices, Titans content flooding the Twitter timeline. Football season is here, and I am pumped. All right, that'll do it for this episode. Tomorrow, I'm talking to Easton Freeze, as I mentioned. We're going to just talk about, you know, Easton's been out there at every single training camp practice so far. So I'm going to ask him, what are some of the things that you were seeing, you know, those first couple days of practice compared to what they look like now? What is the growth that you've seen from the young players like Cam Ward, rookies like Carnell Tate and Keldrick Falk, guys like Femi Oladejo, and just the team as a whole, how they've all sort of started to come together as they've acclimated to practicing in pads under the Robert Saleh training camp style of a way practices run, and just ask Easton, you know, what kind of growth he's seen from this team and what we can expect to continue seeing going forward. So that'll do it for this one. Be back tomorrow morning. I'm going to drop that first thing in the morning, and then I'll be back on Tuesday afternoon after the joint practice with the 49ers to recap that one live. So be here. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel. Like this video. Again, we'll have some guest hosts on later this week. Again, Easton Freeze tomorrow, but then tomorrow afternoon, I'll go solo. Wednesday, I might go solo. Thursday, I'm going to have a guest on to preview the Titans' first preseason game. Friday, at our usual 10:30 a.m. live stream, I'm going to have a guest on to help me recap the preseason game. So make sure you keep coming back all week, holding it down while Justin Mello is out. Remember to leave a comment below, like this video, subscribe to the channel. And until tomorrow, y'all stay safe out there and tighten up.
A Broadway Sports Media production.